Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. There's help available to Kentucky dairy farmers that are struggling with lower prices and demand. Chris Kalin with the National Milk Producers Federation says farmers may want to visit the local Farm Service Agency office to discuss the revised price supports.
We have a more effective safety net that farmers can take advantage of. So for the folks listening at home or on the farm, you really need to go down to your county FSA office by June 1st and look at the coverage available to you under the improved margin protection program. It's left a bad taste in people's mouths so far. We recognize that, but Congress has really made the premiums much more affordable for many different farms, and we hope that they will at least run the numbers to see if they will benefit from the program this year.
Galen says due to current milk prices, farmers will likely receive payments this time.
Premiums for farms producing up to 5 million pounds of milk per year are much more affordable, and if you buy coverage up to $7.50 or $8, we know there will be payouts. We know that the margin was below $7 in February. It'll be below $7 in March and probably April as well, and below $8 into the summer, given where the markets are right now.
He adds renegotiation of the NAFTA could help dairy farmers.
One thing we do need to do is to have these negotiations deal with Canada's new pricing program, where they are dumping skim milk proteins and dairy exports around the world. It's undercutting dairy sales from the U.S. It's hurting our farmers' prices. It's a violation of Canada's trade commitments, and the U.S. government needs to hold Canada's feet to the fire to see that issue resolved in these talks.
We'll have more in a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the upcoming primary election. This is the most important thing you can do on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important chore on primary election day than to make their voice heard and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Galen says co-ops have been a good option for farmers to consider in the past.
One of the things that farmers often look to when they're getting a low commodity price for the product is, what can we do to add more value to it? That's one of the reasons why they belong to cooperatives in the first place. One of the challenges, of course, is that when you are making products, you then have to find a buyer for them.
He does caution farmers to consider all factors when getting into the dairy retail market.
As much as dairy farming itself is a tough business, so is dairy retailing. And so, therefore, you basically got to make certain that you've got all your marketing plan lined up and ready to go, because it's not a guarantee that you're going to have customers at the end of the day.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.